This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.
SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrucknsPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman out at the ball. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt that
who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Heidelman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's a girls' Division IV regional doubleheader from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The crowd is filling in for game number one. It is Tri-Village 24-2 on the year. Ranked number two in the state in the last Division IV girls' poll. 11-0 unbeaten in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. The opponent, Danville, from the Knox-Morrow Conference, 20-5 on the year, 10-2 in league play. It's the northeasternmost school in the Central District. Central District in recent years has sent one team to this Southwest Division IV Girls Regional. 2 years ago it was Danville. This year it's Danville. A three-hour drive. A couple years ago, Fort Loramie whipped up on Danville 84-24. Tri-Village, the prohibitive favorite here in this game. Chuck, Danville's got to keep the score down somehow. Low 50s, not much more than that. Tri-Village has got a lot of size, much more than Danville. Megan Downing, 6'2", Morgan Hunt, 5'11".
Well, they do have size, but I'll tell you what they got more than size is shooting. They got five girls that can shoot the basketball. You start with Sagister out on the three. You got Delaney Gray, who can shoot threes. Megan Hunt can shoot threes. Tori Richards is a good three-point shooter. And they also play full court, get-in-your-face defense that I think is going to be the biggest problem for Danville tonight.
And that was the biggest problem for Danville 2 years ago against Fort Loramie. In addition to size for Tri-Village, as Chuck noted, it's a team which shoots the three extremely well, 38% on the year. Riley Sagister, 41%. Morgan Hunt, a 43% three-point shooter at 5 feet 11 inches tall. Morgan Hunt, 9 rebounds a game. Megan Downing, 10 rebounds a game. Riley Sagister, 17 points a game. Hunt, 15. Downing at 14. Tori Richards, a wing player, 5'7", averages 10 a game. Delaney Gray, the coach's daughter, a 5'3" senior, averages 5 points per game. This is a Tri-Village club that has won 21 in a row. The last loss, a game that we covered way back in early December on Tuesday night, December 7th, when Tri-Village hosted Rushi. The Patriots were without two players and lost to Rushi that night, 60-48. That's only one of two setbacks suffered by Tri-Village all year. The other in the opener of the season in late November to Fort Loramie's opponent tonight, Cincinnati Country Day. The Indians beat the Tri-Village Patriots 56-54 as Gracie Barnes went off in Tri-Village with six threes and 26 points. Country Day led by 14 at halftime. Tri-Village came from behind, got it to two. That was it. So just two losses for Tri-Village, a 21-game win streak. Chuck, in the last 11-12 games, Tri-Village has only given up more than 31 points one time. It's also a superb defensive club.
Well, if you get the corner turned, if you get into the lane, you run into 6'2 Megan Downing. Not a fabulous offensive player, but she does score around the basket. But boy, does she play defense. She blocks a lot of shots. She changes a lot of shots. And when you turn the corner, you better be prepared to get into her, because if you give her a little bit of room, she's going to swat it.
The names you'll hear most often tonight for the Danville Blue Devils: Brooklyn Hess, 13 points a game, first team all Knox Morrow Conference. She averages 5.5 rebounds a game. Second team all conference, Ella Proper, daughter of the head coach.
Ella at 12 points a game and averaging at 9 a game. Elena Bozhart, a 5'6 wing player. She was honorable mention all Knox Conference. And Coach Proper, who guides this Danville team, is in year number 9. He said to me about 30 minutes ago, this is probably my best club here at Danville. And he says, proud to be here because I think the champ in girls Division 4 is going to come from the Vandalia Butler Regional.
Well, they usually do. And, I think he's right this year. And I think there's, unfortunately, 3 of the 4 teams have the talent and the ability to win it. I'm not sure. I got to watch Danville, but I'm a little tainted by what I watched 2 years ago. So, I hope they play well, and I hope they make the first game a good one. But one of those 3 teams coming out of here, Country Day, Loramie, or Tri-Village, is going to be the favorites, Beck and Dayton.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these 2 teams tonight, there are key building components for Tri-Village. Take advantage of size on the inside. A big edge in that department in Megan Downing at 6'2", Morgan Hunt at 5'11". As I mentioned, the tallest player for Danville is Cammy Newbold. She's in the opening 5. 5'8" post player, only 5'8", averaging 6 points a game. Danville's got to slow the game down somehow, some way, and not let Tri-Village up-tempo this contest tonight. Those are the key building components for Danville and Tri-Village. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rucci can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rucci, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We will take a 1-minute radio station break now. A 1-minute radio station break is upcoming. We are about 6 or 7 minutes away from the opening tip here tonight between Tri-Village 24-2 and Danville 20-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, don't forget, if you don't already know, we're going to remind you, Airstream in Jackson Center is seeking production associates to join its growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift, earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of a legacy that is iconic at Airstream in Jackson Center. Second game tonight, tip off at about 8, could be sooner. Fort Loramie against Country Day will probably leave Vandalia Butler for radio station programming between games and then rejoin somewhere around 25 or 20 till 8. Starting lineups upcoming, opening tip, Tri-Village Danville in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop. Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee back here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Very good crowd filing in tonight for this game. The Danville Blue Devils have been introduced to our left. Tri-Village roster will be coming out momentarily. Again, we've got a second game tonight. Tip off around 8, maybe sooner. Fort Loramie, Cincinnati Country Day. That is our second game this evening. We will break between games, return to the radio station for 15 or 20 minutes of programming before we come back here for game number 2 tonight.
starting five for the Danville Blue Devils is as follows. Elena Bozhart, 5'6" senior wing player, 9.5 points a game. Leading scorer is Brooklyn Hess. She is a senior, 5'11" tall. She's averaging 13 points a game. I erred earlier. I mentioned that there was only one player who performs a lot of minutes for Danville over 5'7" or 5'8". Actually, there is one. Hess is at 5'11". Ella Proper, daughter of the head coach, 12 points per game, 5'6", sophomore performer is Proper. Cammy Newbold starts in the middle, 5'8" senior, 6 points a game. And Kylie Hess, the sister of Brooklyn, a 5'5", 7 points per game guard. Opening tip to start the game is won by Tri-Village. Patriots throw the ball inside to Megan Downing, who shoots it up, no good, and the rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Tri-Village, and Danville will bring it down the floor. Riley Sagister, 5'7" guard, joined by Delaney Gray on the perimeter for Tri-Village. Tori Richards at a wing, 5'7" tall. Morgan Hunt, Megan Downing up front. Hunt, 5'11", Downing, 6'2". Here's Newbold in the paint for Danville. Steps out of the paint, almost in there too long. Through a top of the circle to teammate Brooklyn Hess. Hess loops it into the left corner, then gets it back, cuts to the rim, and scores a 6-footer. Nice left-handed jump shot for Brooklyn Hess.
I'm assuming she's left-handed. That was a nice shot.
Tri-Village to midcourt. It is Sagister on the weave. Popping out to catch is Downing. Straightaway Hunt. Left flank Delaney Gray. Down inside of the post player Downing, who banked it in with her left hand. And we are tied up at 2.
Good ball movement that time by the Patriots.
Played a minute 10. Here's Hess down the floor for Danville. Gives it up on the arc to Bozhart. Straightaway handled there by Ella Proper, now flipped out near midcourt to Kylie Hess, picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Bounce pass to Bozhart. Bozhart swings around the top of the circle, down the right side of the lane, threw it up on the run. No good. Rebound, Tri-Village. Long throw to Downing. Cherry picking at the other end, and she scores. Great pass by Hunt.
That was a good pass. I'll tell you, Downing changes the shot on one end and runs the floor and gets a layup at the other.
Yep, she sure did hinder the short shot. Last trip down by Danville, which turns it over this time. Error. Coughed up the ball. Tri-Village, 1, 2, 3 passes. Hunt on the perimeter. Flips it to Downing inside. Easy does it again.
Well, hopefully Danville realizes that Downing's playing tonight because they haven't guarded her yet.
Nope, somebody's got to front her, that's for sure. 5'8 post player, Newbold for Danville. Looks about a foot and a half shorter than Downing. Downing towers over her. Here's a pass to the post by Danville. It's through the hands of Newbold, into the hands of Downing, outlet to Hunt. Hunt scurries down the floor, driving layup, left hand no good. Rebound, Tri-Village on the arc. 5:23 to go first quarter, 6-2 Tri-Village. 30 feet out, it's Riley Sagister on a weave with teammate Tori Richards. Tried to turn the corner, couldn't. Sagister straight away on a three ball. Switch! She's got it. Boy, you give her that much clearance.
Yeah, well, this was the last year where she had her biggest nightmare playing basketball against Loramie. I expect her to have a good regional.
9-2 Tri-Village. Danville scored the first two. Tri-Village has reeled off 9 in a row. Here's Sagister on a steal. Took it right away from Bozhart. Dribbles down the floor, feeds Downing. Downing off balance in the lane. Awkward shot, no good, but she's handcuffed and fouled, and we'll get 2.
Unlike 2 years ago, at least Danville had a lead in this game.
9-2, Tri-Village, 4:43 to go first quarter. Left-hander Megan Downing short on the shot at the stripe. Danville registered the first field goal, 9 points in succession by Tri-Village, and head coach Matt Proper for the Danville Blue Devils gets a timeout. Tri-Village up 7. We've played a little over 3 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
So many thanks to our radio station sponsors here tonight on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. You may be listening to a simulcast via radio or online on scoresbroadcast.com. As Downing misses free throw number 2, Danville's got the rebound. Thanks to Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Widener Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Troy Pickwell Body Car Star. There's a foul, a reach in by Tri-Village out between the circles. Danville will throw in far side of the floor, down 9-2 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Ball bounced to Elena Bozart, who is honorable mention all Knox Morrow conference. Here's a short corner jump shot off the mark, deflected, foul on the wrist of the Danville shooter was the Tri-Village defender, Ella Proper, at the stripe. As I mentioned, the daughter of the head coach, Matt. Two foul shots here for Danville.
I think she got a break. I think that was a clean block that time by Hunt.
9-2, Tri-Village. Proper's free throw is perfect.
You're the coach's daughter. You better be able to shoot free throws.
Both clubs shoot fouls very well. Danville 71% on the year. Tri-Village 72. Big difference in three-point shooting. 38% to 30. Tri-Village averages 67 a game. Danville 55. Proper sinks 2 at the stripe. 9-4. Tri-Village in the lead. High post. It is Hunt. Hunt throws outside the arc of the left to the three-point shooter who swishes it. It's Downing, who is a step inside the arc, a long ranger by her. 11-4 in favor of Tri-Village, but 7. Inside-outside movement to Danville. Long three by Proper, no good. Weak side rebound, Sagister of Tri-Village. Long throw to Hunt. Hunt hits the trailer. Richards bearing down from the left. In and out, no good. Rebound on the inside by Downing, up and in. Wow. Downing doesn't even get off the floor very much, Chuck. No, she towers over everyone.
She doesn't jump, but boy, if they're going to let her shoot two-footers, like I said before in the pregame, if you let her have 2- and 3-foot shots, she's a good player.
13-4 in favor of Tri-Village. Danville coughs it up in the left corner, and it rolls away out of bounds.
I also said that she was a heck of a rim protector, and she's had two blocks and a chain shot already playing defense.
Yep, she is in the backs of the minds of the Danville players, no doubt about it. 3:21 to go first quarter, 9-point lead, Tri-Village. Ball being walked up the floor by Tori Richards. Winner of this game comes back on Saturday at 1 to play the winner of Game 2 tonight, Fort Loramie, Cincinnati Country Day, for a berth in the Final Four at the UD Arena next Friday and Saturday, next week. Inside shot by Tri-Village is contested. It's missed. Rebound of a new bolt. She's got it for Danville. Pulls up outside the lane. Hands it off to Ella Proper. Proper goes back to Bozart. Bozart 25 feet away to Proper. To Newbold, foul line extended left. Maneuvers on Downing. Hands off to the jump shooter. It's Proper, way short. Rebound down to Sagister. She romps down the floor for Tri-Village. Outside the arc of the left, clearly a moving screen on Downing of Tri-Village.
Yep, you got to stand and let the screen come to you.
2:32 to go, first quarter. Tri-Village 13 and Danville 4. Two people pressing lightly in backcourt. Richards and Sagister for Tri-Village. Ball flipped up the floor to Newbold across the center line. Sneaking up behind is Richards, who takes it away. Tori snatched it. Threw it up the floor to Hunt.
Hunt lobs to Downing, broken up by Newbold, who can't save it. Tri-Village will throw in beneath its basket with 2:15 to go first quarter. 13-4, Patriots in the lead. Inbounding baseline right at the rim is Sagister. Out high goes to Downing, down inside to Hunt. Hunt tries to wiggle her way between two blue jerseys. Her shot hits the beneath side of the board. That's because she was smacked on the wrist, and she gets two. Morgan Hunt at the stripe for the Tri-Village Patriots. Averaging about 9 rebounds a game. Free throw is perfect. Hunt shooting free throws at about a 70% clip on the year. And she is scoring points at 15 per outing. Second free one by Hunt. 4 bounces. Shots in the air. Looks good. It is 15-4 Tri-Village. Just over 2 to play here in the second quarter. I said second quarter, should have said first.
That was wasteful thinking. Whoa.
There was a big-time travel on Tri-Village, and the officials overlooked it. Here's a foul line jump shot by Danville, partially blocked. Proper let it go. Hunt got a fingertip on it. Sagister storms down the floor, pulls up on the arc, throws to Downing in the middle. Ball goes to Richards, back to Sagister straight away. Downing at the free throw line pivots, hands it off to Hunt, back to Sagister. Outside the arc on the left, it's Richards. Shot fake, down to the elbow to Downing. Right wing Hunt, three-pointer, skids off the rim. Rebound out of bounds to Tri-Village with a minute 32 to go first quarter. And Tri-Village in front, 15-4.
Well, the nice part about a game like this is Loramie's coaching staff up here scouting. They only have to scout one team.
Ball inbounded, baseline left to Hunt on the arc to Sagister. Sagister wanted to throw it to Downing. It was deflected. Downing caught it anyway. Threw it to Richards. Now here's Morgan Hunt near center circle. 1:14 to go first period. 15-4 Tri-Village. Good defense here by Danville on this sequence. Downing comes out to catch at the foul line. Barges down the left side of the lane and flips in a left-hand runner off the window.
Yes. 12.
Very tough to defend that shot at her height. 17-4 Tri-Village. Here's a long pass down the floor by Proper. Dumps it on the inside to Leandria Hood, who's in, a 5'11 senior off the bench. She threw it back out on top. Caught there by Grace Groenberg, who has checked in, the 5'7 junior. Now Bozart across the lane, flips up a running shot while motoring toward the basket, and it's crammed out of bounds by Tri-Village. 34 seconds to go, first quarter.
Bring it in on Megan Downing and bring it in out of bounds after she swats it away.
Danville inbounding left to the basket. Playmaker Bozart looking. Flips it way out on top to Brooklyn Hess. Ball thrown right corner, back out high right to Ella Proper. Here's a three-point try by Groenberg. It is no good short, barely caught iron. Rebound down to Tri-Village with 19 seconds to go. First quarter, Patriots play for one, up 13. Sagister between the rings, throws high post to Downing. Backdoor Hunt, drive, overshoots, foul. And she was tagged on the wrist. She'll be at the stripe, a couple coming. 9:3 to go first quarter, all Tri-Village as expected, 17-4.
Tell you what, Danville brought a nice crowd tonight for as far away as they are.
Yep, sure did. Free throw up and in. Yep, we are seated at the base of where most of the members of the Danville cheering section sit. A lot of blue and white down to our left. Second foul shot clangs off the rim, no good. And we got a push off down low against Tri-Village.
It's two on Downing.
And that can be her Achilles heel.
Yeah, that she pushed off that time. That was silly. You're not going to get away with that.
She tends to get in foul trouble occasionally.
8 seconds to go, first quarter. Tri-Village 18, Danville 4. Pressure's on in backcourt. Racing up the left side goes Brooklyn Hess. Throws it right to Hunt, who shoots a three from 45 feet. It clangs off the rim, no good. And the first quarter comes to a close. Tri-Village 18, Danville 4. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Fast, friendly service from the folks at Osgood Bank. Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Thanks as well to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Well, you missed nothing, because for the first 50 seconds of the second quarter, Danville held the ball. Then finally, Tri-Village took it away, and the Patriots get a quick jump shot, baseline right, flipped in there on the play by Scantland, who's come in off the bench. Nice jumper by 5'7 senior Molly Scantland. A miss by Danville. A quick throw down the floor to Morgan Hunt, who tries once near the rim, can't get it to go, and sticks it in. And Tri-Village is rolling up the points 22-4. 6:38 to go, second quarter. Danville hangs on top of the circle. It is Jalen Workman who's checked in now, 5'8 junior. Head coach Matt Proper's gone to his bench deep here in the first one quarter plus. Here's a drive by Kylie Hess down the right side of the lane. Scoops it too long. Rebound, Richards. Richards flips it down the floor to Sagister for three. Clangs off the rim, no good. Nice box out, good rebound by Danville. Pass at midcourt, batted. Danville gets it back. A cherry picker at the other end. It is wide open, Kylie Hess, but out of nowhere comes Tri-Village to block the shot.
Yeah, Hunt got the block and grabbed the ball. That was pretty impressive.
Tri-Village with it at midcourt, leading 22-4, 5:40 left here in the second quarter. Torrey Richards dribbles down the right side. Richards hangs on, popping out to catch Sagister. Into the post, Hunt. Left corner, Delaney Gray. Coach's daughter, long three ball, perfect. 25-4, Tri-Village getting it done with height and outside shooting both. We are 2.5 minutes into quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
A drywall done right
is done the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, insulation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. Phone 937-538-0513. 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Lopsided game one as expected. Tri-Village, the prohibitive favorite, ranked number two in the state against Danville, 20-5. Second in its league, the Knox-Morrow Conference. Danville just turns it over at midcourt after the timeout. Tri-Village will bring it down on top by a 25-4 count. Midcourt, it is Riley Sagister with the ball for Tri-Village. Spins to the left, goes to Downing at the elbow. Fires left corner to teammate Richards. Back to Sagister. Lobbing down inside for Downing, who missed the layup right next to the left of the rim. Rebound jammed out of bounds, cross court by Tri-Village. The key to guarding Megan Downing is somehow make her shoot it from at least several feet away.
If you can force her out to about 5 or 6 feet, she's not a good shooter. Nope. But, boy, you let her do what Danville's doing, she's going to kill you.
Yep, right around the rim, but away from the basket, not real accurate normally. 4:55 to go, second quarter. Bad pass by Danville. Luckily, it went through the hands of the blue jersey, then off the fingertips of a white jersey for Tri-Village, out of bounds. 4:50 to go, quarter number two, 25-4 Tri-Village. Danville inbounds to Brooklyn Heston, backcourt. Tries to get a screen from Newbold, who was moving, no call. Ball coughed up, and it's in the hands of Tri-Village. Sagister storms down the floor to Downing, coming in from the left flank. Misses a layup, misses her own rebound shot. Tracks down the loose ball in the right corner, and has it knocked away by Danville. It's Jalen Workman flipping it backcourt to a teammate, then Workman retrieves, stops at the foul line, goes to Grace Kronberg. Right wing, Bozart. Bozart circles on top. 4:10 to go, first half, 25-4 Tri-Village. Here's Newbold maneuvering, trying to get free around Downing. Downing hinders the shot. It hits the side of the board. Comes right back to Danville. Newbold again in the lane. On the arc to Bozart for three. Bullseye! She's got it. 25-7 Tri-Village. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Three-point bucket by Bozart for the Blue Devils. Ball lobbed, Sagister to Downing. Here's a three-point shot by Richards, way off the mark to the left. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Newbold momentarily tied up by Richards of Tri-Village. Arrow says the Patriots will keep it. 3:33 left, second quarter, 25-7 Tri-Village in the lead.
Only hit a couple of threes, Tri-Village, and that usually they're usually in the 5-6 range in the first half.
Ball thrown, baseline right to Hunt. Hunt gives it up to Downing, elbow in the right. Cutter coming in from the right corner. Sagister caught it along the baseline and flipped it in off the glass.
Nice pass by Downing.
3:19 to go, second quarter, 27-7. Tri-Village, Danville is tied up between the circles. Danville arrow. Blue Devils will throw inside court. Jalen Workman inbounding. Looking for Ella Proper. Up, oh, dropped it off her foot. It went into backcourt. That's a violation. 3:14 left in the half. Tri-Village leads Danville 27-7. Outside of the first 4 minutes, Tri-Village really hasn't been extremely sharp.
No.
Here's Sagister, 30 feet away on the left. Little pick and roll with Downing. She got away with a walk. Staggers into the lane. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Newbold to Danville. Ball fired down the left side of the floor to Proper. Proper on the dribble out high. Fakes right, goes left. Tries into the lane. Flips it 25 feet away to Newbold. Newbold gives it up top of the circle to Bozart. Blue Devil fans thought there should have been a foul called on the Patriots. No whistle. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Twisting, turning, Bozart, right side of the lane. Back out to Newbold. Now Proper, top of the circle. Good defense by Richards of Tri-Village. But there is a small collision, common foul against the Patriots.
Angry fans behind us.
2:25 left here in the second quarter. Tri-Village 27, Danville 7. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, the Danville Blue Devils, the big-time underdog here tonight, have settled in somewhat, playing much better here in the second quarter. The Tri-Village did big damage in the first several minutes of this game and is on top by 20 points.
The problem for Danville all night is going to be being able to score enough points.
Outside the arc on the right, the ball handled by Proper. Gets it down to Bozart in the corner. Nearly a tie-up. Double team, Tri-Village. Danville fumbled the ball out of bounds.
Kind of surprised Downing is out there with a 20-point lead and two fouls with only 2 minutes to go in the half.
Sagister walks it up the floor for the Tri-Village Patriots. Sagister at the timeline on the bounce. High dribble. Flips it to Hunt, 25 feet away. She goes to the free throw stripe. Lobbed down inside to Downing. Downing maneuvers with the left hand. Easy does it. Up and in off the glass. 29-7 in favor of Tri-Village. Here is Danville into the forecourt. Bozart goes to the foul line. She's on the bounce with it. Looks for a teammate. Goes down low on the right to Jalen Workman. Her shot's crammed. Loose ball rebound into the hands of Proper. Blocked shot, but a foul. Proper tipped on the wrist.
And they called that on Hunt. And she got the ball, but then her hand came down and got her on the arm.
1:30 left to go. Second quarter, 29-7. Tri-Village up 22. Ella Proper at the stripe for the Blue Devils. First free throw good. 29-8.
That was the second foul on Morgan Hunt.
She and Downing have two each. That would be a little hurtful if this was a much more bona fide opponent that could give Tri-Village a tussle.
Like Saturday.
Yes.
No matter who wins that game, it's going to be a heck of a game Saturday.
Yep. Both free throws good by Proper of Danville. 29-9, Tri-Village, with a minute 10 to go here in the second quarter. Downing in the lane, on the arc to Hunt. Hunt right back into Downing. Downing maneuvers, makes a second pass, baseline right. Twisting, turning, a Sagister. Threw it up with the left hand, six-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Tri-Village. Nope, say it was touched by Danville. And the Patriots will throw in below the rim. Sagister, the 5'7 junior, to pitch it in play. Goes to Hunt in the paint. Richards right corner, glides across the lane, right back to Hunt. Hunt slices through the paint area. Tries to flip it up, way short, no good, got the rebound. Fed it to a teammate, Richards, her 5-footer is way long. Here's Danville in backcourt, fouled. Tri-Village slapped on the arm, raked the ball away. Made 1, 2, 3 passes, last of which is to Hunt for the layup, and it's good.
31. Go ahead.
31-9, Tri-Village.
That was 13 turnovers now for Danville.
Ball thrown baseline left, then on the arc to the jump shooter for Danville. 22-foot three by Brooklyn Hess, way short. Tri-Village off and running. It's thrown to the trailer, Downing in the lane. On the arc to Sagister for three. Off the back frame, no good. 15 seconds to go, first half. Blue Devils romping down the floor. It is Grunberg on the arc to Bozart. Drives against Sagister, pulls up with four to go. Hands it off to Workman. Workman shot blocked from 22 feet by the post player Downing, who came out to deflect it away. And that's how the first half comes to a close. Tri-Village 31, Danville 9. We will take a two-minute radio station break upcoming in just a matter of seconds. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, and a coronavirus test. Results available in just a day or two. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Time for our two-minute radio station break. Tri-Village 31, Danville 9 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
The girls' state basketball tournament is Thursday through Saturday.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back to the Student Activity Center here at Vandalia Butler High School. It is the first of two girls Division IV regional semifinals. Tri-Village is clobbering Danville 31-9 after the first two periods of play. To follow tonight is Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day. Tip at 8 o'clock or sooner. The winner of this game, which it appears as though it's going to be Tri-Village, will take on the winner of Game 2 in a regional championship. Tip-off 1 o'clock Saturday, airtime 12:30. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass and Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, I got spoiled at UD. I was waiting for the stats to come to me, but I guess they're not going to. Tri-Village has a 17-8 rebounding advantage, 6-2 on the offensive board. The Patriots only turned it one time in the first half. Danville turned it 13. Ella Proper hit all four of her free throws. Danville 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Tri-Village 3-6 in the first half. Danville, leading scorer for them this evening, Ella Proper with four, Bozert with three, and Brooklyn Hess with two. They scored four and five. That's 9 points for the first half. On the other side, Tri-Village led by Megan Downing, 14 points. Nice first half for that young lady. Seven for Morgan Hunt, five for Riley Sagister, three for Delaney Gray, two for Molly Scantlin, and they scored 18 and 13. They did 31-9. And Riley Sagister, you can see, even if she's not scoring for them, they just have so much more talent that can put the ball in the basket.
How many field goals for Downing, Chuck, for
Tri-Village? She has seven.
Seven. If you strung them all together, they might measure 20, 21 feet, maybe.
So we'll give her three, and we'll call it a three.
There you go. She's had some short shots, just a lot of high-low activity by Tri-Village. Hunt or Sagister down inside to Downing. The first number of offensive sequences to start the game, and there's just no way that Danville can cope with that height. The tallest player, Hess, is 5'11", doesn't play that tall. She's out on the perimeter quite a bit. The inside performer is a post player, 5'8", Cammy Newbold. That's the biggest in the paint area that the opponent for Tri-Village Danville can go. That is our halftime report, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Tri-Village 31, Danville 9 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.oh.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back to the Student Activity Center here at Vandalia Butler. Seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Tri-Village 31, Danville 9. The winner takes on the team that triumphs in game two tonight between Fort Laramie and Cincinnati Country Day in the regional championship Saturday at 1. Danville Blue Devils came out of Central District number 2, district champs, won two straight games by 2 points in the last half minute to get here, finished second in the Knox-Morrow Conference. But Tri-Village, just too much size, too much shooting. And Danville is down by 22 as we start the third quarter. Hunt goes to Downing. Downing inside. Swings it up with the left hand. Much too strong, but she's bodied and fouled. And she'll get two free throws. This is a very good free throw shooting team on the year. About 72% is Tri-Village. Foul shot by Downing. Lifts the rim. No good.
Megan's 0 for 3 now.
Second shot by her, left-hander. Two bounces, flips it up, swish. Tri-Village 32, Danville 9. We are underway here in the third quarter. Token pressure backcourt by Hunt and Richards for Tri-Village, and it's stolen by Hunt. Hands to Richards, the trailer, short of the shot. Rebound, Hunt, up and good. Morgan Hunt got the board, tossed it in with the left hand. Again, pressure applied. Having difficulty getting it up into the half court is Danville. Finally, it's done by Kylie Hess. Here's a long three by her. Far left flank, right in front of the Danville bench. Short, no good. Rebound, Tri-Village. Down the floor to Downing. Downing off to Hunt, and she blew the layup. No good.
Nice pass that time by Downing.
Long flip ahead to Proper. Proper outside the arc again to Kylie Hess, who chucks up a three. It's strong. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Played a minute 10 here in the third. 34-9. Tri-Village leads. Sagister on a weave to Hunt. Back to Tori Richards straight away. Foul line Downing. Looks for Sagister on the back cut. Sagister catches left corner drive. Misses the layup. Rebound by Danville. I tell you what, Chuck, outside of the first 4 minutes, Tri-Village not sharp.
They look a little disinterested right now.
Danville just not a real strong foe. Here's a three-pointer straight away by Cammie Newbold. No, off the iron. Rebound Tri-Village. Quickly down the floor. Sagister sets and shoots a three. Top of the circle. In and out, no good. Rebound Danville. Long pass, low on the right. Caught and laid in. Good catch and make by Brooklyn Hess. Ella Proper on the pass. 2 minutes gone here in the third. 34-11, Tri-Village. Here's Richards. Gives it up straight away. Now Sagister behind a screen to Downing, mid-post. Twist, turns. Throws baseline right to a teammate. Downing gets it back, puts it on the deck. Hooks it below the rim to Hunt. Hunt fires a pass left corner. Three-point shooter is Gray. No good. Bounced off the ring. Jump ball. Rebound. Arrow. Danville. Chuck, my way of thinking, I'm not sure if I'm Tri-Village, I would like this opponent as my preparation game for the regional championship.
Well, no, but, I mean, whoever they play, they know really well. So, you know, I think that they've already started playing the championship game. The girls have. The coaching staff hadn't yet.
Bozhart to Newbold, low on the right for Danville. Throws it up over Downing. Too strong. Altered by Downing. Got the rebound back. Hindered again by Downing. Missed it. Rebound by Tri-Village in backcourt. Tie-up occurs. Good play by Danville. Arrow favors the Patriots. 3 minutes gone. Third quarter. 34-11 in favor of Tri-Village. You're tuned to this game on scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, or you're enjoying a simulcast via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Downing just missed a four-footer, got the rebound back, and made a three-footer. 36-11, Tri-Village. 6'2", Megan Downing on the inside. Doesn't get off the floor, but at 6'2", she does not have to. Boy, she is a tower of strength. Players wrestling for a loose ball at midcourt. Tie-up occurs, and it will be thrown in far side by Danville, which is down 36-11. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Here is Brooklyn S. barreling down the left side of the lane on the dead run. Threw it off the side of the backboard. She was hammered while shooting, and she's got two free throws.
No, Richards bailed her out because she didn't have a prayer making that shot.
Nope. Better chance if the rim was behind the glass than in the front. Free throw is good by Brooklyn Hess. This is a fine foul shooting team, well over 70% on the year. Second free throw by Hess. One bounce. Up. Good. Swished them both. 36-13 Tri-Village. 4.5 to go third quarter. Here's Sagister to midcourt for the Patriots. Left-hand dribble. Goes high post, back to the basket, Downing on the arc to Richards, splits a couple defenders down the lane, banks up a runner, in, out, no good, rebound Danville. There's a travel in backcourt by Bozart, and it was witnessed by the referee. Tri-Village, Chuck, has missed about 10 three- or four-footers.
Oh, yeah, this thing could be a running clock by now.
It sure could. We've still got a dozen points to go before it is a running clock. Full timeout called. Tri-Village, 4:15 left, third quarter, 23-point lead. Patriots on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Second half of the third quarter. Tri-Village comfortably in front, 36-13. Patriots work the attack. Hunt, Sagister, a little more motion in the offense here. Sloppy pass, though, to the post. Picked off by Danville. Kylie Hess dribbles down the floor, hands off on the inside to Newbold. Running one-hander, blocked away. It's Hunt romping down the floor for Tri-Village. Throws it on the arc to Torrey Richards, who almost gunned it. Fed it back to Hunt. Little pick and roll with Downing. Layup is missed. Downing got the rebound. Missed again. Two-footer no good. One-footer no good. Danville finally snared the board. 3:30 left in the third quarter. Danville trailing 36-13. Here's a long three ball. Ella Proper, grazed iron, kicked out of bounds in the left corner. Patriots possession.
Wow, this thing has turned into kind of a snail's pace.
Yep, and tell you what, shooting very poor both sides.
Yep, Downing should have 30.
Obviously, we will see a much better contested, competed contest in game number two tonight between Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day. Little give and go. Well done. Downing slips the pass to Sagister. Layup is in. 38-13 Tri-Village. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Kylie Hess gets a screen 30 feet away from Ella Proper. Stolen by Hunt. Here comes Morgan Hunt barging down the floor, angling in from the left flank. Blew the wide open layup. Rebound down to Danville. Danville in midcourt. It's Proper. Hunt on her. Deep left corner three. Jacked up there by Workman. Bullseye. Jalen Workman connects from long range, 38-16. Tri-Village leads. 2:20 left here in the third quarter. Sagister at the elbow on the left meets resistance. Out to Hunt, and Hunt coughed the ball up. Right to the hands of Danville. Dribbling up the floor is Hess, and it's tripped from behind to Tri-Village. Teams exchange turnovers. 2 minutes to go, third period. Here's Hunt, 25 feet away, gets a screen from Sagister. Ball looped right side to Richards. Richards scans the defense of Danville, throws it to Sagister between circles. Sagister fakes right, goes left, still in the bounce. Flips it into the lane to Downing. On the arc to Richards for a triple try. Short, no good. Ricochets off the rim into the hands of Hunt. Offensive rebound, Tri-Village. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. 38-16 Patriots. Sagister now between circles. High left to Hunt, straightaway Downing. Right flank, Torrey Richards. Wide open player below the rim is Hunt. As somehow or other she lost her defensive player and got an easy deuce.
Well, they set up a back screen and it was well designed, well played.
And here's a back cut tried by Danville. Pass goes out of bounds for Workman. A minute 11 to go, third quarter, 40-16, Tri-Village. Patriots bring it down the floor after the mistake by Danville. At midcourt, it's Sagister. She and Richards come up and over the timeline with it. 1 minute to go, period number three. Pitch and catch on the arc. Richards, foul line, Downing. Looks for Sagister, back cut, steps back, shoots the three. Short, rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to Proper. Proper flips it down the floor to Hess. Hess twisting, turning into the lane. Fired on the run, no good. Proper tried it, missed it. And the rebound comes away to Tri-Village's Sagister with 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sagister head of the key. Long range triple. Bullseye. She nails it. 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Tri-Village 43, Danville 16. Pass thrown top of the circle to Bozhart for Danville. Down to 11, 10, 9 seconds left. Proper enters the lane. Newbold sets and shoots the three straight away. No good, a little hard. 2 seconds remaining. Here's a long one by Sagister. Off the side of the board from midcourt. Third quarter's in the books. Tri-Village 43, Danville 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee at the Student Activity Center. Adelia Butler, Tri-Village 43, Danville 16, seconds away from the start of our fourth quarter. This game should conclude fairly rapidly down the home stretch in the fourth quarter. There will be a fairly lengthy period between games. We will return to the radio station for programming and then come back live for our pregame here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center in around 25 or 20 minutes till 8, unless, of course, they decide to start game two a little ahead of schedule. We start the fourth quarter with a drive by Sagister of Tri-Village. She airballed it, and it went out of bounds. into the post and on the arc it goes to Stotts. Near side three-pointer, Gronberg off the iron. Rebound far right corner by Black of Tri-Village. 3 seconds left. That's going to do it. It is over. The Tri-Village Patriots defeat Danville 54-33 in advance to the regional championship at 1 on Saturday against the Country Day Fort Loramie winner. That's the next game upcoming. Reminding you, we will break away from our online presentation, go back to the radio station for at least 15, maybe 20 minutes of programming before we return to originate our online broadcast of Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day. Tip is slated for 8, but who knows, things just might get moved up a little bit. It's 7:10 right now. We'll close down our first game broadcast here in about 5 minutes. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom online, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. A lot of gratitude as well to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Phone 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. 2 minute radio station break is upcoming now. Tri-Village victorious easily over Danville in game one tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back to the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. We apologize. Understand from the radio station that we were not online for most all of the fourth quarter, and we apologize. Nothing here on our end led us to believe there was an internet issue. Not sure what we could have done about it. Our transfer rate, Chuck, is reading what?
31, 32. Yeah, I have no idea.
Everything appears to be normal. Somehow or other, the radio station did continue to try to connect. It buffered, and with just several seconds to go in the fourth quarter, we were back online. Yeah. That happened so rarely.
Right.
We apologize very much. Don't know what we could have done about it on this end. I didn't see the communication from the radio station until several minutes after it occurred, but we do apologize. You did not miss much. Tri-Village won easily in this game tonight over Danville. Final score, Chuck, was what?
54-33.
Let's take a look at the scoring, and then we will highlight our sponsors once again, wrap it up. Understand the second game will start early. Second game will start early. We'll go back to the radio station for short programming, probably no more than 10, 12 minutes or so. But the second game will start early. Don't leave and go away too long, listeners, thinking the second game won't start till 8 because it may start 10 to 15 minutes before 8 p.m. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers in the Tri-Village. Easy win over Danville.
Well, you go to the Danville Blue Devils, and they were led by Ella Proper, coach's daughter. She had 13. I thought she had a really nice game. She was 7 for 8 from the free throw line. I can count. She had 13. She's my Clancy's player of the game for Danville. On the other side, Megan Downing had 17. She had 14 at the half. 15 from Morgan Hunt, 13 from Riley Sagister. I'm going to go with Morgan Hunt as my Clancy's player of the game on the other side of the board there.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We welcome you back here to the Student Activity Center on the campus of Vandalia Butler High School. 54-33 win, Tri-Village over Danville in game number one, Cincinnati Country Day. The opponent for Fort Loramie has entered the floor down to her left. Scoreboard clock reads 30 minutes. Don't know when it will be set off, perhaps in the next few minutes. But so we are at least 35 minutes or so away from the start of our second game. The 30-minute clock on the scoreboard has not started, so we will go back to the radio station for programming and then return live on our queue about 15 minutes before the tip of game number two here tonight. Again, so many thanks to our great anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and Delicious Pumpkin Pie, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, our broadcast partner, thanks so much to WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Gratitude to Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, and build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And don't forget the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Phone 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. That's the cell phone shop in North Dayton. New underwriting sponsors, thanks to Knox Machinery in Franklin, Precision Strip in Minster, also in Kenton, Tip City, Middletown, Perrysburg, cities in six other states, Airstream, Inc. in Jackson Center, and thanks as well to Brunson Welding and Street Legal Customized Golf Carts in Anna. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer signing off from here at Vidalia Butler. We will return in probably 15 to 20 minutes or so with pregame before the start of our Fort Loramie-Cincinnati Country Day contest. The winner of that game, the second game tonight, plays Tri-Village in the regional championship, 1 o'clock tip on Saturday afternoon. For Chuck, Jack Kramer saying so long for now from Vidalia Butler. Tri-Village 54, Danville 33 in Game 1 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.